Hello, folks. I've always admired Dave Chappelle, and I realized I've never done a show about him, so I'm going to talk about Dave Chappelle. Matter of fact, I'm also just going to talk a little bit about the prior episode and how the two of them are related, which I think is really interesting. So if you're video flipping, I'm just asking you to give me 2 or 3 minutes before you yank my ass off your TV screen stage with your remote. First, I wanted to do something that I don't do very often, talk about my own mistakes and fuck-ups. And if this past Friday's episode is any indication, it seems I seriously fucked up. I have no idea exactly how I fucked up. It's a mystery. So all I'm asking is if you would give me the kindness of telling me exactly what it was I did or said that was so terrible. Was it that I pointed out the contradiction of people complaining about the increasing price of an already low-quality burger that you can't seem to stop eating anyway? Or that I put a picture of my idea of that burger on top of a tattered American flag, and that offended the hell out of you? I don't know, but I sure as hell wish you would let me know, because, like I said, it's a mystery to me, and I don't like mysteries. All I know is I put a picture of a burger on an American flag that I called the McShitter. And it's called that because, well, it looks like a burger made out of shit. And superimposed it on a decrepit and crumbling American flag. And apparently, many of you were so shocked or outraged by this, you wouldn't even listen to the episode. But if you had, not only would you probably not have hated me, but you would have enjoyed a good laugh. But you chose to instantly, as they say, judge a book by its cover. Here and now, I'm going to explain how this relates or has anything to do with Dave Chappelle, because actually, it does. I'm going to ask you the simple question. What if the exact same thing that I posted was not posted by me, but by Dave Chappelle? I can almost guarantee you that if what I posted would have been posted by Dave Chappelle, not only would it probably have been fine, but a hell of a lot of people would have jumped in, commenting, and telling the world how funny it is. But because it's me, none of that happens. I could tell the funniest joke in the world and get the same response. Ernest Mann? Who's that? Who the hell is Ernest Mann? And that's my point entirely. This little short episode, picture art, and the iconic humor that I put out for you was not Dave Chappelle, it was me. But your reaction was not that was shown to you, or for that matter, even said to you. It seems it was who was doing the showing and who was doing the saying. That's all I'm trying to say. So if you would just think about that, give me a few well-deserved laughs, it would go a long way towards restoring my faith in humanity, and I would feel much better, knowing that my listeners are still capable of recognizing that something funny or having an interesting opinion doesn't always have to come from a celebrity, from a brand. Sometimes it comes from a mere mortal entertainer, such as myself. So now that I've gotten that out of the way, here are some thoughts about Dave Chappelle. I've heard that a lot of young people are not into Dave Chappelle, and this really doesn't surprise me because, after all, another aspect of life is that there are generational issues that occur. Most of us know and accept that. And one of the hardest things for any entertainer who wants to continue working is to remain relevant. Now, I'm not saying in any way that Chappelle is not relevant. If anything, he's more relevant now than he's ever been, just in a very different way. What I'm saying, and I truly believe that he would actually agree with me on this, is that if you take into account the crazy-ass times that we currently live in, as a performer, it takes a great deal of awareness and courage to get back into the limelight, to try to act as though nothing has happened to you, when woke anti-reality ideology broadsided your ass, and you're still reeling from it. The reason I'm saying this, and I speak from some experience, is the entertainment business, especially for comics, is utterly merciless. If you stumble or show weakness, it often becomes like a shark feeding frenzy. And in addition to that, the greater your success has been up to a certain point in your career is only matched by the speed in which your ass can fall. And Dave Chappelle is very aware of this. One of the areas that Dave Chappelle has always excelled in is in iconic humor. And in order to do that well, not only do you have to be socially aware, but be willing to put yourself out there with your social commentary. And that can be walking a very fine line, especially for Chappelle, because the fact is, Chappelle has always pushed the boundaries. That, of course, is what made his career. And just as about anyone might expect, ever since he obtained enough money and celebrity to do so, he has not been afraid to push the boundaries even further of what is currently socially acceptable to say about whatever the subject may be, and I applaud him for that. But in recent times, concerning statements he's made, regardless of his intention, he has repeatedly pissed off the LGBTQ community to the point where his personal true feelings are not veiled in any way. And how much that is going to affect his ability to make a living, I believe, is currently uncertain. But what I do believe is certain, and I wholeheartedly support him in this, is that Dave Chappelle really doesn't give a shit what that particular segment of society thinks about him. I'll finish up by saying this. I started out by saying that what I was talking about concerning my previous episode and how it relates to Dave Chappelle would be explained. I hope I've done that. If there is one thing that Dave Chappelle and I have in common, it's that we both recognize if there's anything this society needs right now that's very missing, is being able to freely and openly express even the simplest truths without fear of woke retribution. It's needing people who can, well, tell it like it is. That's the one thing I always try to do. And I'm not going to walk on eggshells or be worried about make me offended. Because that kind of thinking leads to tyranny, to the deeply entrenched woke ideological bullshit we're dealing with today. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Drop me a line and let me know in the comments below. If you want, I'll even talk about it, your comments, in my next episode. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, wishing you peace and good things.